Sagt die Mishnah, darf nun Ches omit Beis. V'yotzo el hamizbeach asher lifnei Hashem. It says in the Pasuk, v'yikro tezayin yud Ches, v'yotzo el hamizbeach asher lifnei Hashem, v'chipe olov, v'lok midam apar midam asor, v'nosan al karnes hamizbeach soviv. This is after he exits the Peroiches. He did the application from the Ben Abadim, he did the application from the Heichel to the Peroiches. Now he has to do the application, the Hazor, on the Karnes HaMizbeach. That's Mizbeach HaPnimi, Mizbeach Hazov. Then afterwards, the Karnes, he also does on Tiyar Rosh HaMizbeach, on the top of the Mizbeach, 7 times. And then he goes to the Mizbeach HaChitzim. But right now he's V'yotzel HaMizbeach, he's leaving after the Peroiches, which is in the Heichel, he goes to the Mizbeach. Now, he's not really leaving because he's in the Heichel to the Peroiches, and he's in the Mizbeach, he's also in the Heichel, yeah. In the Kodesh, not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it's not really V'yotza. But V'yotza means he's leaving the direction from where he was, and he's going towards the Mizrach. Kodesh HaKadoshim is Ma'irav, Heichel, and then he goes backwards towards Mizrach. V'yotza el Mizbeach HaShel Lefnei Hashem. We're talking about not the Mizbeach HaChitzon, we're talking about Mizbeach HaPnimi. Lefnei Hashem, that's called Mizbeach HaPnimi. Zem is Be'ach Hazov. That's Mizbeach Hazov. Mizbeach HaChitzon is not called Lifnei Hashem. Hischil Mechate. What he does now, he starts being Mechate, meaning, Mechate means he starts swiping on, applying the dam on the karnos. And Rashi learns that the Loshen Mechate means the Loshen Yerida. That means you go downward. There's two ways you can place the blood with your finger. Here it's not a hazor, here it's placing your finger. The Mizbeach HaPnimi is only 1 amah by 1 amah. It's 2 amahs tall, 1 amah by 1 amah. It's not at all wide, it's not 32 amahs like the other Mizbeach, with the ramp. So you go with your finger downward. Now when you go with your finger upward, there's a problem. It might end up splashing back into your sleeve, into the begodim, and that's a psul in the begodim. Begodim that are dirty, that are soiled, that are stained. So, memele, you have to go in application, yoyret, going downward, finger this way, downward, or finger upward. Upward is more of a chance that it seeps back into you. So, that is the reason why mechata means yerida. Other Rishonim learns, mechata is a lashon of nikui, chitui is nikui, v'chita is habayis. That means that you metire, through the zrika, you metire the bayis. But Rashi learns, it means yerida. So, hischa mechata v'yoyret, mehechenu maschel, which karen do you start? Mikeren Mizroches Tzvoinis. So Mizroches Tzvoinis. Here you're coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the first corner you're hitting is Ma'irav Tzofen. If you're exiting, there's two ways you exit the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It depends if it's one Peroiches or two Peroiches. If there's two Peroiches in, so then we said that the outer Peroiches, meaning the one that you're exiting last, is on the Dorim side, on the southern side. Because you from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you go in from the Tzofen between the two Peroichsin, and then you come out in the opening that's on the Tzofen side. But if you have one Peroiches, right now it's one Peroiches, so one Peroiches is folded where? On the Tzofen side, on the northern side, from the when you're coming from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So where do you end up? The first corner of the Mizbeach HaPnimi is Tzofen Ma'irav, but you skip that corner, and you continue walking downward towards Mizrach Tzofen. So that's the first one that you apply. You go over, and you do over here, but this X over here that I drew, that is where you do the first application. So Zog the Mishnah, Mehechanu Maschil Mikern Mizroches Tzvoinis, Mizroch Tzofen, Tzvoinis Marovis. Now after you do this application, then you go Tzofen Ma'irav. Then you go Kolpino Shatapoinis Liyamin, over here, you go towards your right, you walk upward, Tzofen Ma'irav. And then Marovis Droimis, and then Droimis Mizroches. Now the last corner that you finished, that's this corner, Mizrach Tzofen, Tzofen Ma'irav, Ma'irav Dorim, and then Dorim Mizrach. This corner is the last corner that you are finishing. Now, this corner happens to be, if you now compare this to the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the first place where you do the first application. Why? Mizbeach HaChitzon is with a big ramp here. Mizbeach HaChitzon is with a big ramp. You're coming from the ramp from the Dorim side, and then Kol Pinah Shatapoina is Liyamin Le Mizrach, because you go to your right to the Mizrach. The first place that you apply is Mizrach Dorim. So this happens to be the last place of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, because the Mizbeach HaPnimi, you start Mizrach Tzofen, and then you go Tzofen Ma'irav, Ma'irav Dorim, and the last one is Dorim Mizrach. But it happens to be the first place of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Because you come up the ramp from the Dorim side, and you make a right towards the Mizrach, so the first one is Dorim Mizrach. So the last place, just a way to remember, the last place of the Mizbeach HaPnimi is the first place of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. That's the Lashon of the Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah. The place that you start by the chatz of Mizbeach HaChitzon after you come up the kevesh is mishom hayagoyim al Mizbeach HaPnimi. That's where you finish off by Mizbeach HaPnimi. Zok the Mishnah weiter, Rabbi Eliezer oimer b'mikoymoy hayoymed u'mechata. There is no walking around the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Mizbeach HaPnimi is one amma by that's it, one square amma. Two amas tall. You have to walk around it. Take your hand and put it over in all directions. Now, since Rabbi Eliezer says that you don't actually walk around it, you just stretch your hand out. So all the other corners, not the one right in front of you, you go milmata lemala. You could go upward. Only when something right in front of you, if you go upward, then it'll roll back into your sleeve. But when you stretch your hand out, you could go upward. So all the corners, not right in front of you, you go milmata lemala. The application is not going to hinder and fall back into your begodim. Except for the place where you're standing, that one you take go lemala lemata.
Why is
Ritva Taka asked this on Rashi. We see from Beliaz in the Mishnah, clearly mechata does not mean you read her. And that's where Yargs and Rashi. But Be'etzim Rashi is Shver from a different place. The Gvurus Ari asks, Rashi himself from Zvachim Nun Gimel says clearly, Mechat is not Yerida, but rather Mechat is the Lashon of Zikas Chatos. So the Teretz Achroinim give is Rashi just says Yerida when it says Mechat v'yoyred. So Mele it's not Shver of Eliezer. Eliezer Taka don't say Mechat v'yoyred. Mechat stam is Taka not Mechat v'yoyred. It's Mechat, and that's Taka not Yerida. Zog the Mishnah weiter. He's a altar shel mizbeach sheva pomim. So you have machlokes of Eliezer and Tanakam if you walk around mizbeach apnimi, and if everything is lemala lemato dechirida, or only the one you right standing right in front of, but the other ones are takam mata lemala. Now after you did the applications of the corners, he's altar shel mizbeach sheva pomim. You do seven applications on the center of the mizbeach, on the tiyagoy, on the top of the mizbeach. You remove made a column, and that's where you do it. Vishyoge hadam. Now, what he do is the leftover blood. Now, when you're coming out of the kodesh from the mizbeach chitzayin, from mizbeach pnimi, so you have leftover blood. So the leftover blood you apply when you come to the mizbeach chitzayin. There are two holes where you can place it. Now, those two holes are located. When you come towards the kevesh, the ma'ariv and the dorim, so there's one hole on the ma'ariv side, and there's one hole closer to the kevesh on the dorim side. Those are two holes that you can place the shiori adam. So the shiori adam from the mizbeach apnimi, you place on the ma'ariv side that you hit. And the shiori adam from the mizbeach achitzin itself, you place on the dorim side. That's where you ended up, because you started off mizrach dorim, and then you go all around when you start from the kevesh, and you end up ma'ariv dorim. So that's where you place the remainder blood of the mizbeach achitzon. So zok the mishnah v'shiori adam ho yeshoifach al yisoid ma'arovish al mizbeach achitzon. The yisoid ma'ariv of the mizbeach achitzon. This mizbeach achitzon ho yeshoifach yisoid droimi on the dorim side, because the mizbeach achitzon ho yeshoifach yisoid droimi, because that is where you end off. Yeah, you said Ma'ariv Dorim. Meaning, there's a Ma'ariv Dorim. They're both near each other. Just one is on the Ma'ariv side and one is on the Dorim side. On the other side of the Kevesh. You started off on the right side of the Kevesh. You made it right. Dorim Mizrach. You go around Mizrach Tzofen, Tzofen Ma'ariv, and then you end up Ma'ariv Dorim. So over there, on the Dorim side, there's a hole for the Shiori Adam of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. The Shiori Adam, Yishovich HaYisod Ma'arovi, Shom Mizbeach HaChitzon, from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Shiori Adam, you pour into the Yisoid Magavi, and Visham is Bech HaChitzon, and Yisoid Magavi, Yisoid Droimi. There was a hole right in the Dorm side.
When does he do the Shmich HaShirai from the Mizbech HaPnimi? After he does the Eloi V'Elam?
After you...
He can't go Gleich right now, because he's wearing the Big Dilovan, right? What does he do?
When you leave the Pnim, and you did the applications of the Mizbech HaPnimi, so what do you do now?
The Dam, where?
There's a Kan. We had the whole sugya of the Kan.
Right, and then what? And then he does the ilah, he does tefillah, and then Bidizov does the ilah b'ilam, and then he does the shvicha.
Me, question is, are you passing it? That's your question. You're leaving the peroiches. Why are you going over there right away? You're not going there right away.
I just want to know, when does he do the shvicha? He does it by the ilah b'ilam, or he does it by the talmid shel ben rabbi?
I'm not sure. I think the Gemara is going to discuss exactly when he exits and when he does the shvicha. Let's see the Gemara. Elu ve'elum. Oh, so side the shari adam that you shayvich and yisoid marovi. Side the shari adam of the mizbechin that you shayvich and yisoid roimi. Elu ve'elum misarvin ba'omo. They get mixed together in the omo. Ve'yoytze l'nacha kidroin. They go out all the way to nacha kidroin. Now over there, it heaps up all congealed and dry blood. And it could be used for fertilizer. V'nim korin leganonim. They sell it to ganonim. They want to use it for fertilizing their ground, lezevel, for their land. U'moylim behen. If they don't pay for it, then it's me'ila. You have to pay for it. Hektish is sells it, and then there's no me'ila on it. So Rashi, the last Rashi in the Mishnah, u'moylim ben yesh ben isali honis b'loy domim. If you're nana from it, it's even though it's dam, you're not allowed to be nana from the dam, without domim. Issa noah from the domim without paying for domim for it. Maybe that's why it's called domim. This is the Rabbanon de Kedin. Yeah, this is the Rabbanon de Kamila. The Rabbanon de Kamila, yeah. Zok di Gemara, Tonu Rabbanon. So, we'll discuss in the Gemara, there was one point that we have to really be oimed on. When you left the Kodesh HaKadoshim to go and to apply the first application of Mizbech HaPnimi, so we said that you do it on the Tzofen Mizrach side. Why in the Tzofen Mizrach? You first pass by the Ma'ariv Tzofen side, closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Why do you continue and ignore that? Bishlam, when you come up the Kevesh, call Pinish Tatapanim in, the first thing you hit is Taka Dara Mizrach.
Right.
But over here, you just passed by Tzofen Ma'ariv. Why are you going to Tzofen Mizrach when you come out of Kodesh Gashem? That's going to be discussed in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon. V'yotzal ha-Mizbeach. It says first, it says the Pasuk, V'yotzal ha-Mizbeach. Matam ha-Loymar. Omen ha-Mechem Lifi, Shematzinu, Bepar Haba, Kol ha-Mitzvus. When a Kohen Gadol, he has to bring, instead of a chatas, he brings a special par for Averis on all the mitzvahs. So that par is also applied on the parochas. Very similar to the Averis HaPnimius. It's applied on the parochas also. Now, we find by the par Habalam mitzvahs, he doesn't have to stand in front of the parochas, in front of the mizbeach. He can stand on the other side of the mizbeach HaPnimi and throw it. So, Lefisha Matzinu, we find by the Kohen, when he applies the dam of the parabola mitzvahs, shekohen oimit chutz le mizbeach, he stands away from the mizbeach, umaze, further away towards the mizrach, umaze, and he's maze, ala peroiches, b'shoshu maze, so yochel avzeh kein, you might think that application of the mizbeach apnimi is also from further away, from behind the mizbeach, tamil oimit v'yotzel mizbeach, el mizbeach, it says in the pasuk v'yotzel, Heichan hoyo lifnim in amizbeach. Since it says loshna v'yotza is meaning that he's yotza l'mizbeach from where he was. Where was he when he was mazan the peroiches? When he was mazan the peroiches, he was lifnim in amizbeach. Meaning the loshna v'yotza means leave. We ask the kasha. You're always in the kodesh. What do you mean v'yotza? You're not leaving. There it says because when you threw on the peroiches, you were standing between the mizbeach and the peroiches, not behind the mizbeach. And throwing over the mizbeach to the parochas by the par of abala mitzvahs, kol mitzvahs, the coin is oimet chutz mizbeach, and he applies to the parochas from behind the mizbeach, over the mizbeach to the parochas. So you might think over here also when you zoyrik on the parochas, you also stood far away. So yochel, you might think avzeken when he's zoyrik on the parochas, he stands behind the mizbeach. Tamid loyim v'yotzel mizbeach. That means when he goes down to the mizbeach, he's yotzel to the mizbeach apnimi. That means he was in front of it. And he passes the mizbeach, not that he was behind it, and he threw from far away like he did by the parabol kol mitzvahs. Hechan oyo lifnim in amizbeach. The hainu. Here, if you're leaving the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so you can be zayrik it from over here, the hechel towards the mizrach side, behind the mizbeach, towards the parochet, parochet is only over here. So that's that parabol kol mitzvahs. Or you know, you go and you apply it in front of the parochas from over here. So when it says now you go to the mizbeach apnimi, it says v'yotza V'yotza means because you're leaving this area between the parochas and the mizbeach. So you yotza towards the mizbeach, and we said the first application is all the way in the tzofen mizrach side. So it's v'yotza, you leave the mizbeach area because you were in front of it. Masha'enke me'rapar kol ha'mitzvos, you stood taka between behind the mizbeach, and you didn't stand between the mizbeach and parochas, you stood behind the mizbeach. That's the lashon of v'yotza. Zog di gemara. Tanya idoch. Now, there's a different pasuk. Lifnei Hashem. Here's Lifnei Hashem. This Lifnei Hashem is by Par Habal Kol HaMitzvos. It says, V'nos lakoy min adam ala karnas mizbeach tegas hasam lifnei Hashem asher ba'oy moed. V'etz kol adam ha'par yishpach yisem mizbeach ha'oy la asher pesach oil moed. This pasuk says Lifnei Hashem. When you're Zorik from the Par Habal Kol HaMitzvos. Tanya idoch. Lifnei Hashem, it says, V'nos lakoy min adam ala karnas mizbeach tegas hasam lifnei Hashem matam ed loymar. Since we find by the power and so of Yom Kippurim, you stand between Mizbeach and the Parochas, and you might think that the power of Baal Kol HaMitzvos would also, you stand in front of the Parochas, between the Mizbeach and the Parochas. Talmud Loimar, Mizbeach Kteres Hasam Lifnei Hashem, Asher Ba'oyo Moed. Mizbeach Lifnei Hashem. The only thing that's Lifnei Hashem that's further in is the Mizbeach. But the Kohen stands behind the Mizbeach and he throws over the Mizbeach onto the Parochas. Lifnei Hashem, Ve'en Kohen Lifnei Hashem. He doesn't stand between the Mizbeach and the Parochas. Keitzad Oimet, Chutz Mizbeach Umazah. So we have another Tanya Idoch saying the same Yesoid, that the application of the Par Habal Kol HaMitzvos is not between the Mizbeach and the Parochas, but rather behind the Mizbeach. Either because it says Lifnei Hashem, only the Mizbeach Lifnei Hashem, or it says V'yotza by the Par of Yom Kippurim, that V'yotza L'Mizbeach, Mashma, up until now, you were between the Mizbeach and the Parochas for the Parochas application, and now you go V'yotza, you leave the area of the Mizbeach to make the application on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Hischil mechate v'yoyred. You start going mechate v'yoyred. The application we said is milmalo lemato. Tonu rabbonon. Hischil mechate v'yoyred mehechon hoyamaschil. Oh, this is the question we mentioned. Where do you start the first application of Mizbeach HaPnimi? Zog di gemara mikeren mizrochis droimis. We're going down Shitza Bakiva. There are two peroichsin. And you come out between the two peroichsin on the Dorim side. You ignore the Ma'ariv Dorim corner and you continue to Mizrach Dorim. That's the first place that you apply. Now in the Mishnah we said Rabbi Yosi Aglila Shita that you start from Keren Tzvoinis Mizrachis. But a Rabbi Kiva Shita over here is, it's Taka Mizrach Dorim, so it's going to be the Mamish, the same place that you start by the Mizbeach HaChitzen also. When you come up the Kevesh, you start Mizrachis Dorimis. The Mishnah said, Mokam Shepoizek Shomu Maschil, that's only in the other Shita. Zog dem Morgen, Ton Rabbanon, Hitzchil, Mechate, Vyorid, Mehechani, Maschil, Miken, Mizrochis, Droimis, Droimis, Marovis.
And then you go Mizrach Dorim, and then you go Dorim Arav. You go to the left. The Gemara is saying right now, you start over here, and you go Dorim Arav. That's really to your left. And then you go Marav Tzofen, and then Tzofen Mizrach. Now, Zog dem Morgen, Ton Rabbanon, Hitzchil, Mechate, Vyorid, Mehechani, Maschil, Miken, Mizrochis, Droimis. Droim is Magovis. Magovis, Tzvoinis Mizrochis. Divrei Rebbe Akiva. Because Rebbe Akiva is saying now you're going to the left. First of all, you pass by Ma'ariv Dorim, because he holds a two production. But the reason why Rebbe Akiva says you're starting over on the side of the Mizrach Dorim, even though you pass Ma'ariv Dorim, is because there were two production. And like we said, Parochas, number one from the inside is on the Tzofen side. You go between the two Parochas and you come out on the Dorim side. So now you keep on walking Dorim. You pass the first one and you go to the second one. Because the Pasuk says, V'yotza mechutz ha'mizbeach. You have to leave the area of the Mizbeach. So that's where the first application is on the Dorim Mizrach side. And not when you hit first Ma'ariv Dorim, when you exit from the Dorim. Because it says V'yotza. But on Koponim, it's on the Dorim side, not the Tzofen side. Because it's two Parochas. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oymen, no. Rabbi Yosi holds like Shitz Rabbi Yosi, Mikeren Mizrochis Tzvoinis. You start from Tzvoinis, Mikan, you exit from the Tzofen side. There is only one parochas that's open on the Tzofen side. You go straight down, pass by Ma'ariv Tzofen, you go to Tzofen Mizrach, towards the east. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oymer, Mikan Mizrach is Tzvoinis. That means Mizrach Tzofen, this corner,
yeah. The
opposite corner. Why? Both of them are towards the Mizrach, but the question is Mizrach Dorim or Mizrach Tzofen? Why does he say towards the north? East side, Rabbi Yosi Aglili Mikan Mizrach Tzvoinis, and then you go to the right, Kolpinis, Tzvoinis Magovis. The second application is Tzofen Ma'ariv. The third one is Ma'ariv Dorim, and the fourth one is Dorim Mizrach. Zog di Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Lilloy Mikem Mizrachis Tzvoinis. Tzvoinis Magovis Magovis Droimis Droimis Mizrachis. Mokim Shab Yosef Lilloy Maschil. Where is Rabbi Yosef Lilloy start? Rabbi Yosef Lilloy starts Mizrach Tzofen. So Misham, in that same place, Shom Rabbi Akiva Poisik. That's where Rabbi Akiva finishes. Because Rabbi Akiva starts Mizrach Dorim and he goes to the left. So Dorim Mairav Tzofen and he finishes Tzofen Mizrach. That's where Rabbi Yosef Lilloy started. So Zokti Gemara. Mokim Shabbi Yosef Lilloy Maschil Shom Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Akiva Poisik. And Mokim Shabbi Akiva Maschil Rabbi Akiva starts Mizrach Dorim. That is where Rabbi Yosef Lilloy finished. Because he goes Kopinas to the right. He starts Mizrach Tzofen Tzofen Mairav Dorim and he finishes Dorim Mizrach. That's where Rabbi Akiva started.
Why does he go this way, Rabbi Akiva?
Oh, the Gemara is going to discuss that. Why does he go to the left? What happened to Kopinas? Zok the Gemara. The Gemara is going to say because Eim Avir Al Mitzvahs. You pass by this area. Go back to it. It's going to be a big chiddush that din because Eim Avir Al Mitzvahs. There was a reason you went over here. You went over here because it was a din. You had to leave the area of the Mizbeach. We'll see in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Mokoyim Shabbi Yosef Lilloy Maschil Shomer B'Kiva Poisik. Mokoyim Shabbi Maschil Shomer B'Kiva Yosef Lilloy Poisik. The Kuli Alma Mia Ba'u Keren the Poga B'Reish Shaloy Ovid. According to Rabbi Akiva, you ignore Ma'ariv Dorim. You left at the Dorim side. There were two Peroichsin. You ignored Ma'ariv Dorim. You went straight to Mizrach Dorim. According to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, you ignored Ma'ariv Tzofen. It was one Peroichis from the Tzofen side. But you ignored Ma'ariv Tzofen. You went straight to Tzofen Mizrach. Why are both of them ignoring the first corner they hit? What happened to your Poga B'Reisha? Zog the Gemara. The Kuli Alma Mia Ba'u Keren the Poga B'Reisha. The one you hit first, loy ovid. My time, what's the reason? Oma shmul doma ka. V'yotzo elam izbeach. It says v'yotzo. V'yotzo means you have to leave the area of the mizbeach. Leaving means the whole area of the mizbeach. That whole ama. We're talking about an ama only. It's ama by ama. You have to leave that area. Ad the nofkim kulam mizbeach. Ul Rebbe Kiva, fragt Gemara. Very good, you left the area. But why are you going to the left like you asked? Zog the Gemara, loy Rebbe Kiva. Nakiv derech yamin. It's a machlokes in Rambam Yecheskel if you call Pinush at the point is Liyamin or not. The Omer Rambam Yecheskel that the din of Kolpinos, it says that the reason why you go Kolpinos, we see Yam Shosa Shlomo. Shlomo Melech made a big pool to be Toivel. Oymed al Shneime Se Bokar. They were standing on 12 statues of Bokar. Shloisha pointed Tzfoino. Three of those Bokar were pointed to the Tzofen. That means their backs were towards the inside of the pool, the center. But they were facing towards the Tzofen. Three of them, Shloisha Poinim Yoma, Shloisha Poinim Negba, Shloisha Poinim Mizrocha. Now when it enumerates the four corners, it goes in the right, towards the right. First Tzofen, then Ma'ariv, then Dorim, then Mizrach. So when it enumerates the Boker, it says, Kol Pinush at the point, it goes to the Yamin. Zokti Gemara, Shloisha Poinim Tzfoinim, Shloisha Poinim Yoma, which is Ma'ariv. Shloisha Negba, Shloisha Poinim Mizrocha, Vayam Aleim El Malo. And the Yam of the pool's on top of it. V'chol Achareim Beso. And their backs are towards the center of the pool. Hola Marat, from here we see, Shkopinish Tatapon El Yale Derech Yemin, Le Mizrach. Now the reason why it says Le Min, Le Mizrach, because when you go up the Kevesh, that's the Makor. You come up the Kevesh by the Mizbech Achitza, and you go to the right, which is Le Mizrach, because you're coming from the Dorm. So that's the Lashon of Le Mizrach. So we see clearly, Rabbi Kiva that says that you go to the left does not hold the Rambam Yecheskel. Zokim Aloy, the Kuliyam is the Rambam Yecheskel. Everyone holds the Rambam Yecheskel. V'achabakam ifigi, Ma'asov yafinim pnimichutz. You learn the application of the Mizbeach apnimi from the Chitzoina. And the Chitzoina, we know Kopinish at the point is the Yamin Mizrach. You go up the Kevesh, you go to the Yamin Mizrach, you go towards. To the Mizrach side, to the right. So you learn Pnim from Chutz. And that's Machloikas. Ma'asov yafinim Pnim Chutz, u'ma'asov lo yafinim Pnim Chutz. Zok the Gemara, v'Rabbi Akiva ned lo yale Pnim Chutz, even if you don't learn Pnim from Chutz, i boy hochi navid. What's the Indian to go to the left? So right, there's no din of Kolpinos. You don't learn Pnim from Chutz. But why go to the left? Omer lo Rabbi Akiva, midina ba'u keren de poga b'reisha, ba'u ovid b'reisha. Really, you're supposed to first application place on Ma'ariv Dorim. You exited to Peroichsin, you exited from the Ma'ariv. Why are you ignoring Ma'ariv Dorim? You're walking straight past it. Midina, what is the one that you hit first? Zog the Gemara. Midina ba'u keren de poga b'reisha, ba'u ovid b'reisha. Dorim reshlokish, ey ma'virin ala mitzvahs. You can't pass over the mitzvah. Va'mayla ovid, only because of Xeris HaKosov. Mishum dechsiv, v'yotzel ha-mizbeach. At the nofik mikulam mizbeach, you have to leave the area of the mizbeach. V'chem and the yob ha-ukeren. Once you applied it on the Dorim Mizrach side, So hoda osi lau keren di chayv lemeisa bereisha. Now you go back towards the left. You know why? Because of Eim Avir Nal Mitzvahs, because you pass by Ma'ariv Dorim. The reason why you go this direction is because of Ein Chanam, there's no din of Kopinas. But you pass by it. Why did you pass by it? Because it says V'yotzel Chutz Mizbech. But the Ma'ariv, you're Ma'ariv Al Mitzvah, so you go back and towards the left. That is what the Gemara says. And the question that Achronim ask, the Baam Kasha, Mamon of Shech, if there's a din that V'yotzel Chutz Mizbech, that you have to leave the area of the Mizbech, so then you're not Ma'ariv Al Mitzvah. Ma'ariv Al Mitzvah means when you're supposed to do something, I'm not supposed to do it over there. Yes, I passed corner Ma'ariv Dorim, but I'm supposed to be V'yotzel Mizbech. That's why I went to Dorim Mizrach. So what are you telling me now? Go back with Eim Avirin? There was no din Eim Avirin Al Mitzvahs. I was supposed to leave over there. So what's Pshat, you going back? So Shteit Do, Zogin Dachroinim, Chazni Cheskel, and the Beryl, others say it also, that Eim Avirin Al Mitzvahs is not just the din in the person, that's the din of Mitzvah Boliot Chaltach Mitzeno. Eim Avirin Al Mitzvahs is the din in the Mokum. The Mokum was Nikva. There's a Kviyas Mokum that was Nikva. That is a din that even though it's a din, you have to leave Mikulam Mizbeach. That's Mitzat the Gavra. The Gavra has to now pass the Mizbeach and says V'yotza. But Eim Avir Nal Mitzvah, there was a Kviyas Mokum that was Geshafen in the Chefta itself, in the first corner, in the Ma'ariv Dorim. And the Chiddush is, there's a Kviyas Mokum so much so that you have to go back to it. And that's a special din in Kotchim that you go back to it. But upon him, there's a din Mitzat the Chefta that's Hukva, the Mokum, the Pogba Beresha, even though you had to pass it. V'yotza. But it's a kviyas mokum, and that kviyas mokum is mechayev, not mitzad de gavra. Mitzad de gavra, there was a din, you had to pass it. This is the yotzo, you had to leave the area of the mizbeach. But mitzad de cheftz of the mokum was hukva, the ma'ariv dorim was be'etzim hukva, and that's why you have to go back to it, because it was a hukva de kedin, mitzad de cheftz of eim avir nal mitzvahs. Now, there's two dinim taka, they say. There's a din, mitzad mitzvah b'leyotcha, which is usually the din, mitzad de gavra. And there's another din, mitzad the cheftz of the mokum of Eim Avir Nal Mitzvahs, that the mitzvah itself, the mokum itself, could be hukva, mitzad the cheftz of the mokum. We find such a precedence already, that Achronim say earlier in the Gemara that we had, when you do the dish mizbeach ha-pnimi, before the Atovas HaNeiris. So even though Abaye said, you do it, Gemara Gemirna Svara Lo Yadano. The Rava says the Svara Eim Avir Nal Mitzvahs. What happened to the din of Eim Avir Nal Mitzvahs? Abai did not know Eim Avir Nal Mitzvahs. The Teretz says, because over there we're talking about, there's two different Kahanim doing different Garolas. One is Atovas HaNeiris, one is Dishn Mizbeach. So why would I do Dishn Mizbeach? It's not my job. I owe 10 zehuvim to the other coin if I take Dishn Mizbeach. I'm supposed to do the Atovas HaNeiris. The Teretz says, Mitzad de Gavri, you're not supposed to. Your job is Atovas HaNeiris. But the Mokum was Hukva. Once you pass by that Mokum, that's Rav HaMechadish, Eim Avir Nal Mitzvahs, not just Mitzad de Gavri, Mitzad de Cheftze, the Mokum itself, it became now a din of Eim Avir Nal Mitzvah. Abai says, Gmol Gmir Nesvar Leidano. But Rav says, the Svar Gufa is that the Cheftze is Mechayev, Eim Avir Nal Mitzvahs. Mamash, this same you saw it. The Cheftze is Mechayev that you cannot. You have to do the dish mizbeach apnimi. Might not be me. My job is to do the Atovas HaNeiris. But the other coin now has to do because Eim Avir Nal Mitzvahs, not mitzvah de gavra. It's not my job. That's mitzvah b'liotcha. For me, it's not my mitzvah. But mitzvah de cheftz of the mokum, it was hukva when it was passed by. So the other coin has to do dish mizbeach first. The same thing over here. The Ein Chanami, mitzvah v'yotz, you have to leave the area of the mizbeach. But lemaisa, you passed Ma'ariv Dorim. It was hukva Eim Avir Nal Mitzvahs so much so that you have to go back to that mokum now. And even though you're going to the left, and usually you go pinas limin, the reason you're going to the smile, according to Rabbi Akiva, is because of the kviyas makam of Eim Avir Nal Mitzvahs that you're going back to. Now, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the first one that you do, the application is Mizrach Tzofen. You ignore Ma'ariv Tzofen. The same you saw it, because you have to be, leave Yotzav Chutz HaMizbeach, you have to leave the area of the Mizbeach. But now according to him, after Mizrach Tzofen, you do Tzofen Ma'ariv, but that's regular Kolpinas, that you go to the Imin. At the same time, it happens to be that you're also going back to Tzofen Ma'ariv because of Eim Avir Nal Mitzvahs, the same Svara. There's two reasons why according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, you're going now after Ma'ariv Tzofen to Tzofen Ma'ariv. Number one is because you had to first go to Tzofen Mizrach, because you had to be, you leave the Kula Mizbeach. But and now you go Tzofen Ma'ariv like the regular din. You go to the right. By him, you're not going to the left. You're going to the right. But it's also the place, besides Kolpinas to the Yemin, you're also going to the place of Eim Avirin that there was Hukva, the Mokum of Tzofen Ma'ariv that you had to pass by, but now you make up and you go back to it. Now this din of going back to something and making it up is Pashas the din Dafka in the Mizbeach in Kochim. Because by other mitzvahs, the Moshel, Talis and tefillin, you're putting your talis first because malam b'kodesh. Now, if let's say you were poga by the tefillin first, you picked up the tefillin, we don't say ignore the tefillin and put it down. Once you picked it up, em avin ala mitzvahs. We don't say now go take the talis, because once you have the tefillin in your hand, then you put it on already. The only time we say that is by tefillin shel yad and shel rosh. By tefillin shel yad, even if you took the rosh in your hand, you put it down because the Torah says ukshatim lois adecho, and then l'toyches ben enecho. But other mitzvahs, if you have the tefillin in your hand, then you put it on. That's because over there you were maver on the mitzvah. So mele, now you have it in your hand, then you do it. You don't only put it down and go back to the talis. Over here be'etzim, we're saying after you pass by, even though you pass by legally because you have to be maver kulam mizbeach, you're going back to the Ma'ariv Dorim. Why not going to the right, Kolpinas, Kontra B'Kiva? You're going back to Ma'ariv Dorim to make up the place that you were Mavir. The reason is because you weren't really Mavir. You weren't really Mavir. There was a legal reason you had to be Mavir. The Torah says, V'yotzim chutzim mizbeach. So Mela, that's not called being Mavir. So Mela, now you go to that place, Taka, that was Huk for Mokum. Masha Enken, when you were really Mavir, when you took the tefillin shel yad in your hand first, before the talis, so then we don't say that you put it back down and you take the talis. No. Over here, Taka, we say that you weren't really Mavir because it's Seit V'yotza. So Mela, that's where you Taka go back afterwards because it was Huk for the Mokum. Meaning because the Torah says V'yotza, so you never considered that you were Mavir. So Mela, you can go back because you had to be Mavir. It says V'yotza. So this type of Ein Mavirin, you Taka go back to where you were supposed to be because you Taka weren't over because the Torah says V'yotza. Mashenkein, when you take the tefillin in your hand before the talis, so then you don't say put it down and take the talis. Because once you were mavir and you took the tefillin in your hand, then we say put it on. All right, we'll stop over here, the bottom of the Omid, Nun Chesamid Beis.